The Columbia Workshop presents Rendezvous with Kit Carson by Elaine Ryan. Around the campfires of the Old West, the stories most often on men's lips concern Kit Carson. How he could kill a buffalo from the back of a galloping horse at 300 yards. How Kit Carson wrestled with a grizzly bear. How Kit Carson killed a mountain lion with his hunting knife. Tales of the beaver he trapped, the trails he broke, and the men he befriended. But this tale begins in the later days of Kit Carson, when his years were on the wane, and he was ill and bedridden. Wild loon, crying like he used to on the trail. It's raining the beat heck, too. Gonna be a wet summer.
Talking to yourself, kid?
I reckon so. I got left to talk to, Doc.
Yeah, just a minute till I stir up the fire. That's a miserable night.
Yeah, it's been a miserable day. Yeah, how much longer you reckon I gotta lay here?
Now, don't start that again, kid. Here. Let me fix it, Bruce. There. Comfortable now? I had your dinner.
Well, what you brung me tonight?
The night's out of gruel, Pip.
You didn't. Not again.
Now, Pip.
Didn't I tell you that I wouldn't eat no more of that belly wash?
Come on now. No use bucking.
Doc, I warned you. No, I said no.
This makes the third time I've had to mop up today.
Well, you promised me we'll fix it.
Even if we could get you a buffalo steak, you couldn't eat it.
Well, you try me. You just give me a buffalo rump, and I'll show you. Anyway, this is a lot of dang nonsense. Well, I could get up right now. I'm a-going to.
Yep, stop that. Lie down now.
I'm a-going to. I got... Holy cow.
There. See?
Ain't that awful how your bones give out? Hey, Doc, I'm not really bad off.
Well, you must take it easy.
Now, who could that be?
You lie quiet now. What is it, sir?
Where Kit Carson hangs out?
Jim. Jim Bridges. Why, you ornery, flea-bitten son of a gunshot coyote.
Still the same old loudmouth, gray-backed Apache he always was.
Doc, this is Jim Bridges.
Oh, how do you do?
He's the best scout whatever. Took a wagon train through engineers.
Yeah, I reckon that was you, Kit.
First year I come out west, he learned me everything I know.
Yeah, second year he was learning me.
Still the same old liar. Hey, you sure look comical in your sore clothes, Jim.
Well, Mrs. Bridges was sot on him. I brung you a little present.
Why, you old... Jim. Buffalo. Doc, look in here. Buffalo! Yippee!
I'll see here, Kip.
I feel better already. It's the steak on the fire, Doc. Now, don't argue. Jim, now he's been feeding me on gruel.
No.
Sure as shooting. Gruel.
Why, it's enough to kill you.
You hear that, Doc?
All right. I know when I'm licked. Keep those covers on him, Mr. Bridges. I'll see about the steak.
And a cup of hot coffee. Good and strong.
Watch him now.
Watch you. You bet I will. You're a sight for sore eyes, Kit. And mine been real sore lately.
Well, Jim, it kind of looks like we're falling apart.
You folks up the mountain says you was ailing, Kit. You ain't really bad sick, eh?
Nah. Yeah, Jim, that doc's itching old granny. He puts me to bed for a pain in my craw.
Well, I sure am relieved. Pokey nose doc along the trail tells me I gotta do something quick about my eyes.
I'm warning you, Jim. Don't let no doc get hold of you the way they done me.
Well, I figured to pick up some store glasses.
Why, you could spot a black foot in the dark. What's the matter with your eyes?
Reckon I got to reading too much.
Reading?
Well, I can read easy now. Been at her some time.
You put always a whopping as big as I.
Honest, kid. Traded a span of mules up to the Oregon for a volume of Shakespeare.
What's that?
Liquor? It's a book. Poetry.
And you can read it?
I heard a young fellow to learn me for $40 a month.
Listen, Jim, you don't expect me to believe you.
Well, I can't prove it. I ain't got the book with me, kid. But I can say some of it off pretty good.
You can? Well, not far away.
let me see. tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. Moves on with petty pace from day to day. And all our yesterdays but like the way of fools to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a moving shadow. A moving shadow. Heck, kid, that's all I know.
Life's just a moving shadow. Pretty good. Hey, we'd have laughed, Jim, if in the old days we'd have thought we'd be sitting around like this, all crocked and old and ailing. It's been like a dream to us, like them days is now.
Well, Kip, here's something you won't throw on the floor.
Say, now, that's a smell we're smelling.
Yes, sir, guess anyone's going to get buffalo steak these days.
This'll put life into me. Say, now, if you boys had just moved me off on this bed onto them buffalo robes on the floor there, I'd feel natural once again.
Why, sure, kid. Always feel mighty uncomfortable in a bed myself.
Well, all right, if it's going to be a party. Come on, Bridget. Get over on the other side there.
Sure, Doc. Hang on, Kip. Easy now. Oh, easy.
Sorry, Jim, for bellowing like a winging cat.
There we are.
Just something like it.
Here's your blanket, Kip.
Just walk down, Jim.
And here's yours, Mr. Bridges.
Sure is a fine steak. Real grub. Jim, doesn't it remind you of a rendezvous?
What is this rendezvous?
Doc, you mean to say you never heard of it?
I'm afraid not. Where was it?
Well, it's a place where wild trappers used to eat up at every summer to sell their skins.
Yeah, like the old Green River.
Yeah, that got to be the real rendezvous. The traders could get in easy to buy there, and Indians to trade their buffalo hides for guns and sugar.
Fine, friendly, rare to go sort of place, weren't it, kid?
Yeah, for the skunks got in and caused the beavers.
Yeah, you see, Doc,
Jim, quit your lying. Doc, I was talking about human skunks, greenhorns from a settlement. Yes, sir. They said it's right on the rocks because they had the stylish. Dressed up, fashionable. Like Jim here in his store clothes.
Well, I'm sorry, kid. You'll have to be a little thinner.
Well, I'll tell you the whole story. I guess they had too fast. Anyway, back when Jim and me was up and coming, now we trekked into rendezvous at Green River with a friend of ours named Ben. We would feel mighty high with all our trapping finished and nothing to do but to sit around lazy like and wait to sell our pelts. Used to get our gullets full of bison and lay a listening to the lap of the river and the wind and the singing afar off up to other camp. Remember, Jim?
I remember.
Golly, if you know Doc here was only bent, and at their fire, a campfire, a cracking up high, I could almost think that we was back again. I could almost hear the river and the wind and the singing along the old trail.
Hey, kid. What's that the boys are singing up the river?
A Colorado Trail, sure enough.
Eyes like the morning star, cheeks like a rose. My gal's a pretty gal, touch a mighty nose. Wee boy, little rain, Beaver's price has rose. We'll be rich and gracious yet, gosh almighty knows.
Reckon we will be, Ben?
What, kid?
Rich and gracious. If Beaver keeps on going the way she has been going.
Well, she'll keep on all right.
Anybody couldn't ask a better life than trapping with a beaver bum falling in the traps.
Yeah, sitting out like this, gazing up at the stars.
You reckon there's folks on them stars, Jim?
Wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah, it's the only life, this. I reckon I'd like about 100 years of it. Listen to that wild loon's crying. Makes my skin creep.
Mournful-like, ain't it?
Like somebody somewhere dying.
You hear that? There's wagons coming down the trail.
More beaver pelts are coming in, I guess.
What, how much you fetching here?
You reckon we'll have word in a few days?
Good. Hack train through from St. Louis, according to Antoine.
Rumors around the flues will fetch $5 each.
$5?
Oh, four, maybe. Four would be a darn good price.
Yeah, more like four.
I heard five.
Jim.
Sounds as if them wagons was crossing over.
Hello, sir. Who's in Catlin?
Sir William.
Ah! It's me. Ben. Ain't no man. It's me.
Sure is. Bring your wagons and come on over.
Directly, my dear. I'll direct them.
Well, just what is that?
Sir William Stewart. May you fear to be out after dark with that boy?
I hear him today, talking clear down the pole. Never knew the human voice could sound silly. If you think he sounds funny, Jim, where do you clap your eyes on him check paint?
The Britishers always give themselves up scandalous. They're real good shots.
This one pulled in with the dirtiest wagon train you ever seen. A whole outfit of silver knives and forks.
Man, he just can't be a good shot. Now, boy, Sir William's all right.
You never make me believe it. You know, if he comes in here with them things, I'll have to take to the woods or bust right out laughing in his face.
Now, listen to me. Rocky Mountain Fur Company needs bank.
Why, we couldn't take him in, not with that boy.
Want the American company to get him? Now, here he is, boys. Remember, there's different ways of doing things outside. Be decent.
If this is unfortunate, fancy my finding you.
Gosh, shut up, shut.
Come right into camp, Sir William, and sit.
Well, this is delightful. Ah, jolly good pot.
I want you to meet the boy. This is Jim Bridges, sir. Don't look like much, but he's a darn good guy.
Yeah, you like it, don't you? My dear champion, you're choking.
There you are. Yeah. Get this one with my jaw.
And this here's Kit Carson, best beaver trapper in the West.
Indeed, sir. I've heard your favorite song at the first.
He sure brings in the blues.
Blues?
The skins, beaver skins, pelts.
Quite. About, how many of these, blues did you get this season?
A mite over 600.
Really? That's quite extraordinary, Rose.
Yep. Been clean enough, Sir William. I want you to really consider the Rocky Mountain Fur Company. You couldn't do better than come in with us now.
Think so, Ben?
I know so. Oh. Every year there's been more and more demand for beaver. Every year prices are shot up. And Bond's waiting right now for this summer's price. It'll be at least $4 or I'll eat my hand.
I don't know, Ben. It's always wise to look out for a slump.
There can't be no slump as long as folks wear hats.
Beaver hats? No.
What else?
Beaver hats have been the mode.
Yes.
Mode?
Style, trend. What becomes fashionable?
Fashionable?
What everyone takes to wearing, sir.
Oh, why else can folks wear with hats?
I've just returned from abroad. And my dear sirs, in the capitals of Europe, as in London and in your own New York, the trend of fashion is toward silk hats. High silk hats.
Silk hats? Yeah, what in tarnation are silk hats?
Well, they ain't taking the bonnets like the gowns make out of silk.
Kindly hand me down that box off the top of the wagon there.
This here one?
That's
a fancy pasteboard box.
Well, darn if she ain't a round box. Well, what next?
This, gentlemen, is the high silk hat.
Hey, they ain't wearing things like that.
It's not on the head.
Well, they couldn't. They just couldn't.
Try it on, Mr. Carson.
What?
Easy now. All right,
I'll give it a try. Here goes.
I'm afraid you
haven't
quite gone.
Stop. Can't even see yourself. You look like a woodchuck with a mug. Scare the engines blue.
Why, here, let me see it on you.
Get away from me.
Surprise,
then it ain't what Sir William's been telling us. Them hats.
No.
I'll be
listening to you before I whip you.
Attendez. $6 a pew, monsieur.
$6 a pew.
Busted wide open. Everybody was riding back and forth and drinking everybody else's grog and guns firing off and old Ned popping generally. Them were the days, Jim.
Them were the days.
I had a laugh at Sir Willem's face. Almost bowled out his eyes when he heard the price.
Did he win with you boys?
No, he just went along hunting and fishing. I didn't see him again for 3 or 4 years. And that was its rendezvous again. I drove up all the trapping for Benton and the boys. Drapped them mules, hided them, and I sung to them.
Well, I reckon they'd just as soon take the hiding as the way you were singing when I run into you there.
Get it on me, daddy, you leave it right to grow. We'll be rich as pieces, yet gosh almighty low.
Jim, you old coyote, where'd you come from?
Out the other door, where's Ben?
He's back to the farm. The trouble with the engine set up. I run all the flues. I drove them Betsy mules myself. Beavers still running good down that country. Not everyone took to tapping but the beavers themselves. They're way up north. What's the price? They ain't found out yet. Sam guy from the beach runs hand farms. Right along. I said, watch them, they say price is dropping. I reckon we'll only get about $4 a flue, Ryan. Oh, well, it's something anyway to be back at Green River.
Hey, strike you, kid. Rendezvous is changing.
Well, a lot of new faces, all right.
I'm in it, Jim Pickett.
Who's that long-tailed, sick-looking buzzard?
He's a professor. Howdy, Professor.
Professor?
Able to start a line of the engines, not a read, tells me.
Oh, ain't they having enough trouble with the engines?
Hello over there. How's the figure, my dear sir?
Sir William, you old big toting dude. Sure, I'm glad to see you.
How long, Sir William? We're heading for the boat.
Thank you, I will.
So why ain't you waiting? You still can. You can get there, Paul, with everything.
There's my heart. It makes you up right across the road.
Hey, stovepipes. Why, you don't think you're gone?
Shit, there. Come with the business in here with Judge Crawford.
A judge of rendezvous?
Yes, he's out for Washington on a surveying project.
That earned government will ruin his country, yes. Well, there. Look there. Where you at that crowd around Antoine?
Right on Beaver must come through.
Probably Crawford's making another speech.
Come on. Let's fly up these mules and find out what's wrong.
Gentlemen, if I may have your attention,
Jim. Where one of them silk hats?
Gentlemen, the United States government needs you in the survey of this territory. You and you alone are familiar with this territory. Familiar with its snowy ice clad peaks. Familiar with its densely wooded wilderness. Familiar with its birds and with its beasts.
Never get familiar with the grizzly.
You may seek to minimize your efforts, but in the East, their importance is fully realized. We doff our hats to your courage. I doff my hat.
And what a hat!
In opening up the survey, we need guides and scouts for the expedition under Lieutenant Prevost. I ask you in the name of the United States to offer yourselves in these capacities. Come, hold me the first. Get
Carson.
Carson, would you come forward and be an example to your fellow countrymen?
Well, Judge, if I rightly understand, that their surveys aim to map the country for a lot of greenhorns to come traipsing in. Well, I'm a kidnapped. What's more, I'm too busy trapping beaver to go trail breaking for a lot of soldiers.
Let me tell you, gentlemen, that the beaver is merely an incident in the progress of a nation's growth.
Maybe, but it's keeping us in fiddles and powder. Say, speaking of beaver, boys, there's a price on clues coming in from St. Louis.
Hear your word.
Where's Antoine?
Don't ask me, Mr.
Gentlemen, if I may be allowed to continue. The civilization will bring you up.
Pull up, guys. What's the prize?
The world has just arrived.
Well, what now? We gotta keep on traveling here. How much, Ample?
Oh, monsieur, she's terrible, terrible.
Prices are down? How much, Ample?
I have the authority of my company to pay for the beaver only $1 a plume.
$1? Wait a minute, boys. Say that again, Antoine.
No, Jerry, it is no joke. I tell you, the price is $1.
Oh, no, no, no. Beaver won't pay for snapping.
But she won't pay for sailing, monsieur.
Well, Judge, you've been talking about what the East can do for us. A beaver's been getting scared through every year. How can the prices go down?
Well, my dear sir, this is a matter of commerce.
You mean to say that we got to let them lazy greenhorns in St. Louis sit there and fix the prices to starve us to death? No. We've had enough of all of you to set back East and grab our promise. Now listen, man, listen. They figure, you know, that we'll come crawling to them with our packs. Us to pit the engines and sweat it to find a beaver and throw themselves in a river or get them in. Are you going to stand there and kowtow a lot of freeback dudes?
Gentlemen, as a representative of the government...
The government don't give a crap.
I assure you, in the East, we have your interests at heart.
Yeah, I'll have you. Well, then what are you doing wearing them hats? Decent beaver ain't good enough for you, huh? You're going to wear a silk hat. Boys, that's what's the blame for the beaver slump. That darn soap pipe right atop his pumpkin head. Boys, it took a dude and an English dude and that to warn me that them hats on the greenhorn had ruined us. I laughed at him then. But you know, I ain't laughing now. It's time that we got on to ourselves. It's time that we done something about it.
Is there anything in the world you can do to stop silk hats from being worn?
You're wrong, and I'll show you just how wrong, how dead wrong you are. I'm going to stop you from wearing that high silk hat. Right now!
You got mad at them crazy. Let me out of here. Let me out, I think.
No, you don't. You don't crawl out of here, boy. I tell you what, I aim for you to tell them gentlemen dudes. If they bring one of them ornery hats into this territory, our guns will be cocked and waiting for us.
Yeah.
And we won't even only just sit and wait, either. We'll scout the trails for them. We'll hunt the rivers for them. We'll check all the way east into that there New York and Washington and clear the whole blooming land of the pesky critters. And we'll make us a tougher and more. And folks will be glad to crawl back into good old beaver to save a hide. Why, listen, from now on, silk hats is plug hats. Plug them. Oh, you see, from now on, up to judgment day.
Young fools we was, Jim.
Yeah. I reckon we were.
Much chance of plugging all the silk hats in the country is getting the Colorado to flow backwards. You know, if they'd have told me at that time that in 2 years I'd be guiding Fremont clear through the Rockies for the government. Well, there I was, and liking it. We never know nothing final, do we?
Well, at that, you plugged more of them hats than you did engines.
Yeah, yes, I did. You're kind of ashamed when I think about it.
Well, I reckon, though, them silk hats really is what made you famous and a general in the army. Instead of you staying an old moss-back trapper.
Well, the East certainly made a hero of you at the time of the Indian Wars. That fame stuff don't mean nothing, Doc.
Right.
Now, all the time them crowds was cheering me through the East, I was just aching to get back to one more trap on Green River.
You'll get back there yet.
Maybe so, Jim. Maybe so. Maybe the happy hunting grounds will turn out to be rendezvous. That'd be just about it with Benton and the boys all waiting. You reckon it lays a trail for me, Jim?
Might even send out a scout, Jim.
What was that? A moving chair. You know, I can see your shadow on the wall, Jim. That fire makes her hop about. Tired. That sleep was fine. No more silk hats on Green River. Only just beaver. Rise.
Hear that cry. The wild blues winging over.
Plaintive, isn't it?
Mournful-like, but peaceful. Like somebody somewhere's dying. There she goes, Kit. Kit? Stop, look at him. Has he gone to sleep?
Listening to the Columbia Workshop production of A Rendezvous with Kit Carson, an original play for radio by Elaine Ryan. Kit Carson was played by Dean Jagger, and Jim Bridges was played by Ray Collins. Others in the cast include Ken Daniel, Wilfred Lytell, Dennis Hoey, Marcel Journet, Neil O'Malley, and Bradley Barker. The music was arranged and conducted by Leith Stevens, and the entire production was under the direction of Bruce DeMorgan. Next week at the same time, the Columbia Workshop will present by special request Norman Corwin's original radio play in verse. They fly through the air with the greatest of ease. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. ¶¶